Dictation for Everett, E-V-E-R-E-T-T, Ebright, E-B-R-I-G-H-T, September 2146. Addresses a letter to Dr. Russell, R-U-S-S-E-L-L Anderson, 875-5168. Dear Dr. Anderson, follow up for Mr. Ebright. He goes by Butch, P-U-T-C-H. Chronic kidney disease. Last visit in May. No hospital visit. Denies vomiting decision. No abdominal pain. Frequent loose stools but no bleeding. Chronic frequency urgency. Incontinence but no nocturnal infection, cloudiness or blood. Uses oxygen 2 liters a night and CPAP machine. Chronic dyspnea. At rest and or activity, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation, syncope lightheadedness, review system down being negative, medication list review, I will highlight aldactone, torsemide, bisoprolol, lisinopril, blood pressure at home, 90s to 110s over 60s, here 100 over 66, he's tall, large, obese person, 288 pounds, lungs clear, distant heart tones, no pericardial wrap, overweight of the abdomen, no tenderness, 4-plus edema bilateral, worse on the right, no gross focal deficit. Next paragraph, chemistries, August, creatinine worse, 2.2, previously 1.86. Normal electrolyte, acid base, normal calcium. No other labs available. Previously, no anemia. He has cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, 34%, from November last year. Normal right ventricle and function. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, underlying cardiomyopathy, question cardiorenal, monitor chemistries. For the time being, salt fluid restriction, diuretics, aldosterone antagonists, and low dose of ACE inhibitors. Labs needs to include albumin, calcium, phosphorus, and cell count. Blood urine has been negative for blood or protein, no glomerulonephritis, vasculitis. Prior imaging is already a few years back. There was no anatomical obstruction. We might need to update kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder. He has some symptoms of enlargement of the prostate, but not severe. All issues discussed with the patient, continue to follow.